Hello and welcome to the Gateway to Higher Consciousness podcast, a space dedicated to assisting you to tap into higher levels of consciousness so that you can find answers and thrive while making changes that will benefit everyone individually and collectively. I am Veronica, your host. Join me as I share meaningful stories and conversations alongside masterclasses in how to begin your journey of awakening and uncovering the power of your consciousness. Discover how to tune into higher consciousness states and transition from feeling restricted and overwhelmed to a life full of opportunity, happiness, tranquility, and abundance. Your most essential and valuable asset is your consciousness. But do you know how to play it? We're all consciousness. All creation, in fact, is consciousness. And when I say consciousness, I mean intelligent energy. That's our core essence. That's what we are. That's what everything around us is. And by accessing that consciousness beyond what we usually think to be true is where all the superpowers we innately do have reside. Why am I talking today about this, and why am I recording a podcast about consciousness and how to play your consciousness? Why access those superpowers? Well, because I'm convinced that the situations that we're facing right now in our planet Earth, being climate, hunger, war, inequalities, economic crisis, and so on and so forth, you name it, that we're not going to be able to solve them unless we start awakening to the consciousness that we are, unless we are intentionally entering the path, the journey to access higher states of consciousness. Because only from those higher states of consciousness, we're going to be able to bring forth the solutions to the problems that we're facing. And those are substantial problems, right? So many. Well, imagine that you had in some closet in your house, buried under lots of clothes and gadgets and things and stuff that you have accumulated through your life, a broadcasting device that would amplify your perception 100 times, or a compass that, regardless how foggy, doubtful, messy, and complex your life gets, is always able to show you clearly and precisely the next step for you, or a special recorder that would at every moment remind you that you're loved, that you're relevant, that you truly matter. Would you use them? Hell yes, you would. Definitely you would, right? The thing is that we often don't know that we do have these abilities, because what we cannot see, what we're not aware of, we cannot use, right? Hence, we don't even get to see this as a possibility available for us, and then turn our back, leaving superpowers reserved to heroes. We don't see it. We don't believe it. We cannot work with them. But the truth is that we do have many superpowers that no one taught us in school that we have learned how to use them. And this podcast is all about helping awaken you to the amazing consciousness that you are, that goes beyond your mere intellect, to help you learn how to play those superpowers, to share the possibilities and enhance perception that arises when we do connect and access higher states of consciousness, and how life experience shifts from one feeling restrictive, heavy, linear, and overwhelming to a life of possibilities, joy, inner peace, non-duality that oftentimes confuses our logic, and abundance. And why am I so passionate about this? Let me tell you a little bit about myself so that you know who is going to host you during the next episodes. So my name is Veronica Leroyd, and since I was a child, I saw things that most of the people around me didn't know and see. I just saw things and knew things that for no obvious reason I should see or know, but I still did. I was awakened to the fact that we're living on a reality that is much bigger and much broader, much richer than the one that we see. There is more to life than the thing that we can see, touch, smell, hear. There is something beyond. And I grew up, since I can remember, knowing that to be true, because I could perceive it, I could see it. So I didn't have kind of an awakening to spirituality. I came here and I was already awakened to that aspect. However, what I experienced is that the capabilities that I had in the increased perception wasn't seen as being so useful. And actually, it was seen as useful in terms of learning a lot of things in school and being a smart student and things like that, or being very empathetic and helping people. But other than that, there wasn't so much use and value to the enhanced perception that I had, the things that I knew, the things that I saw, the experiences that I had, right? That oftentimes I even could really describe in words. And what happened next is that I tried to fit in. I tried to be in life and to contribute to something, as my environment was saying me that that was a valuable thing to do. So I really got into studying a lot of things, doing a lot of things, and putting all the perception and all the capabilities that I had a bit under the rug. It never left me, but I chose to put the focus somewhere else because that was what my environment was telling me, this is the way that life should go. And you know, I become successful. I become leader in a big organization, later a coach, and yet the enhanced perception was always there. And what I experienced was that when I started to look for people to help me to understand better my perception, that I was meeting a lot of people that were talking about spirituality, connecting to your intuition, about your guides or angels and things like that. And don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong with that. But I didn't resonate so much with that because I knew it's more than spirituality. It's more than intuition alone. It's more than having a guide or an angel that is telling you or sending you some messages. There is more to that. I always had the feeling that that was kind of a very human way of defining the perceptions that I had. So I started my journey to digging deeper into what I knew to be true and to really lean into that path. And what I'm sharing in the podcast in this next episodes is how my journey goes, all the things that connecting with higher self, because that's much more the thing that I'm doing, right? Is connecting to higher self, connecting to the bigger consciousness that we are, to the bigger consciousness of creation. And that's what really important to me. And that's what actually resonates a lot with me. Not intuition, not spirituality. There is truth to that. And there are many people talking about that. But I'm here to talk about consciousness, that you are consciousness, and how you can access higher states of consciousness and connect to all the wisdom that creation is. And the underlying message behind that is that I actually do want to contribute to this world to remind us that there is no separation between us, that we're all one. This is the key message that I want to convey. This is the key message that I want you to listen to understand, and not to understand with logic, but to feel it. And you can feel it because you can feel the vibes in my voice when you listen to that. And oftentimes, maybe when you hear my podcast episodes and you listen to them, you might not understand every single word, or your mind might get confused, but your heart, your consciousness will resonate with it. And I invite you to listen to my podcast from that space, from that space of open, loving curiosity of the consciousness, the loving consciousness that you are. And again, why oneness and connectedness is so important? Because that's the aspect, the day that we realize that we're all one, really experience it with every single cell of our bodies. Or if you're not yet there, which is absolutely perfect, if you are open to the idea that we're all one, that's the moment when you start accessing higher states of consciousness. Why is that so important? Because that's the key, that's the gateway for us to bring forth the solutions that we so much need in the planet right now. The climate, inequalities, injustice, social crisis, war, economy crisis, mental health issues, and so on and so on. I will be releasing the episodes of this podcast as they come. There is no specific structure to them because I'm basically creating them as they come, as I feel called to. They will be always oriented and focused on consciousness, on how to help you to connect and to tune deeper and deeper to higher consciousness, but also sharing experiences on how life is impacted and what is possible when we operate from higher states of consciousness, and also illuminating some of the things that we're experiencing right now in the world from an energetic consciousness space so that we can understand those parts too and are not only stuck on the mind, the ego view on the things happening, because that's a very important thing for us to do when we expand our consciousness and awareness to transcend how we see and experience things in life and the judgment that oftentimes is tied to that. So that's what I've got for you today in my very first episode. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and I'm sending you lots of love wherever you are and looking forward to your reviews. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us today, because this is your space to learn how to access your amazing consciousness, expand your levels of perception, create a higher consciousness, not only for you, but all the people around you, and increase your levels of joy, love, and inner peace. We hope you gain new insight about navigating life and becoming the highest version of yourself while connecting with other vibe-minded people. So together we can collectively bring forth a new earth based on higher consciousness, freedom, love, and peace. We welcome you to join us next time, so don't forget to subscribe. And to learn more, go to higherconsciousness.academy.